Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Well, Tom, in the words of the immortal Jimmy Brooks from Degrassi, here's what I have to say.
Don't talk to me, slut.
Did you hear that?
Did he say, don't talk to me, slut?
He did say that.
Okay. It's, sometimes over the Zoom, it's a little kooky, but I'm glad we got that in there.
That was in his top 10 best moments. And Degrassi was him saying, don't talk to me, you slut.
I feel like we got to get our guest in right off the bat to discuss. So our guest today is Lily Michelle. Thank you for being on the show, Lily. And we're talking about Drake.
Thank you for having me.
That was, of course, Drake's character from Degrassi. Now, was he Wheels in Degrassi?
He did eventually become wheelchair bound, but he was not at the start.
They didn't call him Wheels?
No.
No.
Maybe my college roommate just called him Wheels. Just fucked up. So just know I didn't mean anything offensive. I legitimately thought that was his name in the show. He said,
I would just love if you like met Drake one time and you're like, I loved your character Wheels.
Very meaningful to me. Did you guys watch Degrassi?
Of course I did. Mm. Oh my God. It was the best show.
I didn't get into it until I was in college because my roommate Lauren was really into it. She thought it was hilarious. Because it's so melodramatic, mm-hmm. And it's true. It's really funny. But that is how I got to know Drake, as I'm sure many people did before he became a rapper. And So you were a big Degrassi kid, Michelle or Lily? I want to address something right off the top that will explain why I'm a little foggy today. Many people, they say that everyone has a book in them. Well, I have a novel, coronavirus, that is. I do have COVID, and it sucks. And, a lot of people would say, hey, why didn't you take the week off? And I begged Tommy to let me off this week, and he cracked the whip. He said, you think Pete Holmes takes a week off? You think Guys We Fucked takes a week off? And so we must crack on, he said. I've also been watching a lot of Love Island, which is why I just said we have to crack on.
No, you said crack on, and I love, I watched 2 seasons of Love Island at the same time.
Really? Oh, yeah, been there. It gets too confusing. My fiance loves it, and she's done that before where new episodes are coming, and then you watch the other season while you're waiting for the new episode.
Yeah, exactly.
And it gets too confusing. I have a problem where I forget every character the second they're not in front of me in the show. As soon as the season's over, I don't remember any of the people anymore, which is good. I think it's good that my brain empties out like that, but, while it's happening.
What season are you watching?
We're watching the current season right now. We watch it on Daily Motion.
Seven?
Yeah, I think that's
it. It's so good.
With Jake Liberty Bell and, What do you think about Jake? I think he's full of shit.
Really?
Yeah, I think he sucks.
I don't know. I think they're so good together. You know?
Are you caught up?
No, I'm not caught up in the UK. I'm caught up on Hulu.
See, we watched on Daily Motion, so we're caught up. You're gonna find out. Jake's a piece of shit. I think you'll agree when you catch up. But
okay.
I don't want to spoil anything. It's also the dumbest fucking show ever. It's hard to.
It is.
Yeah, you'll see. Anyways,
wait, how did you get COVID?
See, that's an interesting question. Because I only hung out with Tommy, and he's been going to these warehouse parties. And no, I don't know, because it's New York. I could have got it on the train. I could have gotten to the, you know, at a show or something. I don't know. But luckily, so far, nobody that I wasn't really in contact with a lot of people once I had symptoms, I wasn't in contact with anybody. But even leading up to that, it was pretty much only Tommy and a couple of other friends, and all of them seem to be good so far. And even my fiance hasn't gotten it, so we'll see. But yeah, it's not a good disease. It turns out it does suck. But you know, I'm still.
Do you feel kind of lame because you got it in 2021?
Yeah, I got the like second tier version. It's like when it feels like when I was a kid and in our second grade class, they had like this group of the advanced kids, and then they made a second group of advanced kids, and I got in that, but we didn't get to join the other group. It was fucked up.
It's like when my mom, you remember Heelys, like the shoe with the wheel?
Yes.
I wanted it when I was a kid, and then my mom got it for me when I was in eighth grade, and I was like, it's not cool anymore.
Yep, too late. Yep, absolutely. It's not great, but I am vaccinated and stuff, so it could be worse, and I'm coming out of it. So I mean, I'm well enough to podcast, or you guys be the judge. I might be crazy. So
I mean, you called me Michelle, so clearly you're not.
I did call you Michelle. That was fucked up.
Well, Lily, you're from Toronto, right? Is that true?
Yeah, so, born and raised in Toronto.
Prime audience for Degrassi and Drake.
Yeah, no, I like knew Drake before Drake. You know, like it was like, I just remember growing up with Degrassi, and then also I played tennis with like a group of people, and one of the people I played tennis with went to high school with Drake.
Oh, shit.
So I got to hear like Drake 101, which was his first mixtape. He was like, yo, listen to my friend. And I was like, whatever, your friend's a loser.
Who, Wheels?
I don't want to listen to Wheels, this mixtape, okay? What is he saying? Dumb slut in it? No, thank you. And then what was funny is that he came to the clubhouse one day and he had a VHS of like a commercial they had to shoot for like a project, a school project. So I it's on YouTube now, but it's like Drake doing like this school project video, and it's just like such a big part of my childhood because we watched it so many times.
Oh my god, wow.
But yeah, no, I love Drake, and I would die for Drake. Drake is everything to me. Drake put Toronto on the map, so it's like he can do no wrong, even though he does a lot of wrong.
Right. Know? Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know... Tommy, do we even get into it? The things that he's done wrong?
I mean, yeah, I mean,
I think again, we have to. Let's get
we
into
have to talk
it.
About it. Yeah, there's the Millie Bobby Brown, Billie Eilish. She's texting underage girls. Some grooming allegations. There's all that stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's not okay. But in his defense, you know, he did pick the hottest of the ones.
We call this the Tommy Mac defense.
So, you know, he has good taste. He has really good
Jesus
taste.
Christ. Oh my God. The views of Lily Michelle do not reflect those. Stand by your band.
I think it's wrong.
Yeah, that's so now we've addressed it. Did he ever say anything about it? There's a video also of him pulling that girl up on stage and kissing her after she said she's underage. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that video, but also Georgia Smith from the UK, like he was like hooking up with her when she was 17, and then like SZA, I think, or Summer Walker was like in one of his mixtapes, he's like, we've known each other since 2009. And she's like, yeah, I was underage.
Jesus. Yeah. So now that stuff is addressed, you know, not
in a really
fair
way, too.
And yes. I think we really covered it, and we took him to task.
Yeah, we're not letting him off.
No. Not at all. I that stuff really made me sick, and I hope that you know, people are aware, and you know, I don't know, I hope he's not doing this shit anymore. It's fucking weird, and fucked up. But I don't want to. We can't spend the entire episode talking about it. We gotta move on here. I gotta tell you, I'm like I was a recent. I was not on board with Drake when he first came out. I think because of Degrassi, I viewed him as like, oh, who's this fucking lame like child actor who's rapping now? And my intro to him the first thing I remember from him is he was on the soundtrack for 2K11, and it was that song where he's like, that's right, I'm doing me. And I fucking hated it so much because it would be playing all the time, and my ex like loved him, and I don't know why, but I was just like, I don't get what is the hype with this guy. I thought I didn't like how he sounded. And then we moved to New York and Hotline Bling came out. And I remember there was a night when Tommy and I moved to New York together. And there was one night where we all went out and this was when I met Headphones Tommy, which is a character that happens at a point in the night when Tommy gets drunk and he puts his headphones on even when he's with people and just listens to music. And we've realized he was just listening to Hotline Bling over and over
again. Oh, my like God.
A crazy it was the song of the summer.
We've also were playing it in the apartment. And
it's already on in the background. And you're like, no, I just really want to... have a moment with Drake.
I think that song wasn't good until Trump did his parody of it on SNL. Mm-hmm. That was when it really took off for me.
Yes. I don't even remember. I never
to the Trump parody.
I didn't watch the that episode, but what were the lyric changes? Do you remember the keys?
He didn't sing it. The song was just playing and he was like recreating the video. That was the bit, if I remember correctly. Yes. It was so super funny.
Who was the music? Was Drake the musical guest on the Trump episode?
That is a good question.
I gotta look this up because I never thought about this until just now.
Yeah, it's just him like dancing in a room, like the video looks like.
Oh, I see. Joke.
Yeah, I miss. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, it was Sia.
That's
Donald
wild.
Trump and Sia. That's so fucking weird.
Hell, if I shared the bill with him, I wouldn't want people to see my face either.
I really want to hear his introduction of Sia. Damn it, I don't know how to find that. That's really funny. For another time, I'm sure it's... I mean, I can't believe I haven't seen that before. But let's... yeah. That album though I really liked. I was very much into Hotline Bling, and then it's just a string of hits. Some of them are on your playlist, so I don't want to get it too into it. And I had to recognize that I was being a hater. And that's the conclusion.
You actually right now you look like you're like coming to terms with the fact that you like Drake.
No, I definitely
he has the hits, I know.
It might be a side effect of the COVID.
Yeah, it is. I'm confused. Tommy, what's your history with Drake?
So Drake actually performed at my college. Like it was right after Best I Ever Had came out. So he was like, he had a big hit song, but he wasn't like mega star yet. Mm-hmm. And I remember like it was in that era where his concert, every song was a minute and a half because he was playing a lot of songs he was a feature on. So like he couldn't fill the full 3 minutes. So he was just kind of like do that thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember thinking he was really cool. And I remember this is like the stupidest thing when you're in college, but he came on stage wearing a sweatshirt of the college, like a Holy Cross sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, he loves the Holy Cross. He's got the sweatshirt on. This is so cool. As if he didn't do that at every single show.
Yeah.
But I remember it being a very cool show, all that aside. And I was always a big fan. I mean, definitely more. I don't really listen to him as much now, but like definitely in college, I was really into Drake songs a lot.
Hell yeah. That's Lily. Have you seen him live?
Yeah.
How was it?
I did. So I went to, you remember when Drake and Future like had an album and they went on tour together? So I went to the concert where they were together and I went for Drake, but I fell in love with Future. I, it's just, he's such, like, his energy, I'm like, I want to fuck this guy, like, he's so hot. And then I was just, like, mesmerized, like, they were on stage together, and I was looking at Future, and I was like, I'm betraying everyone in my life by doing this, like, I'm betraying my Canadian-ness, but, I mean, I still love Drake, but Future is really hot, so it's, like, hard to...
That's a conflict,
but,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun concert. I mean, he's so entertaining live, and, like, I don't know. I just, I love the guy. He's fucked up. He does fucked up things. But his music is so good. Like, one of the songs I sent, which is Nice for What, is, like, truly an anthem song that I listen to whenever I'm, like, I kind of want to, like, get pumped up. Like, I'll listen
absolutely
to Nice for What.
I think we should go ahead and listen to Nice for What. That is a... That's a go-to for me now too. I can't get enough of it. It's
I can't
if
either.
I'm ever like I'm trying to get fucking pumped up right now, I will put on Nice for What. And you know what? I'm trying to get pumped up right now because my immune system is failing. And no, here's Nice for What.
I want to know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on. Explain myself. Said you care for me then. Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you. Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, it's so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. Put your phone out, gotta hit them angles. Put your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you're showing off, but it's alright. And you're showing off, but it's alright. Oh, but it's your life, yo.
Man, that's a banger.
Yes.
It's such a good song.
Killer. It's so good. Yeah, that one is, that's a go-to. He's just got so many fucking bangers. The Kiki, Do You Love Me song is fun too.
Oh yeah, that's a good song. It's just every time like he comes on, I like lose my mind. I will literally like not be dancing at all, like in the corner of a bar, and then Nice for What or like any Drake song will come on, and I'm in the middle of the dance floor, and I'm not a good dancer. I just love Drake.
Yeah, I mean it's undeniable. Some of these songs are just undeniable. Like they're so fun. The beat is cool. He has a cool voice. He just seems cool, except for you know the shit that the criticism he gets. It seems to be that he doesn't write his shit and that it's, or that it's like made for him and stuff like that. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, I think he does have help, and like when you're that famous, like it's like the same when like a big comic like Schumer goes on the road, it's like people are helping her write her jokes. It's not like she's doing it all on her own. And then it's funny how there's this criticism of Drake not writing his own music. But if you listen, if you go to like Beyonce's album, like Lemonade, It's none of them were written by her. They were all written by other people. And
we do
like,
not
she was, like,
need
producing.
The Bayhive coming at us right now. I have a lot of problems.
But I love Beyonce. But what I'm saying is that like once you get to a certain level, you have a team of people that are going to help you out and people that want to write songs for you. And they're going to be bops. And you're going to be like, I have to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Back to Back, which is Drake's diss song, is such a good diss song that I'm like, I don't think he had a team of writers for that. I think that came from his heart of just like, fuck Meek Mill. And like,
damn.
He has so many. I watched a video that was just like about all his feuds with rappers.
It seems like a lot. Like, yeah.
It seems like every single popular rapper has a one time had a beef with Drake. So it's funny that like literally, like, it was like a 15-minute video, and every 30 seconds it was a new one. And I was like, this is crazy.
What were some highlights? Because I was just looking at that too. I knew of the Pusha T one and Meek Mill, but I didn't.
Pusha T one was wild.
Yeah, well, I wanted to play part of that because I remember hearing the Pusha T diss track about him, and I wanted to play that part, the part that became the most famous, where he reveals that Drake has a son, which is so crazy that happened. In a
yes,
song.
It was wild.
But that was, yeah, there was that one. There was Chris Brown and him were like throwing bottles at each other in the club, fighting over Rihanna. Yeah. There was,
I mean, if Rihanna is at stake, I would throw bottles too. Like, anything for her, you know?
I found a thing where he was saying that, or it was like he revealed that he was never actually in love with Rihanna and he figured that out because of a conversation he had with Will Smith, which I don't.
That's
it was
so
one of the
wild.
Saddest conversations I can imagine.
I don't understand why the Smith, Jada, and Will have become the therapists of all of these celebrities. Yeah. They're like, why don't you come to the red table? Okay. And then we'll talk about it. It's like insane to me.
Okay, now I'm connected. Now I can do this. Hell so this yeah. is when Pusha T revealed that Drake has a secret son.
Drop my fiance. Let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved. It's deeper than rap. We talking character. Let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol.
That is so Damn. Crazy. You are hiding a son. Let that boy come home.
That is
That's
crazy.
Insane. I remember when that came out and I was just like on my phone. I think I was like on the subway and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like what? Like he couldn't even respond to that. Like it's like he got you. Like yeah. I've never seen someone get got like that.
I forget. What did Drake say after that? Did he just say he was trying to hide him to protect him? I feel like I vaguely remember some sort of cop out.
I feel like if I had gossip that good and I was trying to write a diss track, I could not do rhymes.
No, you'd be too giddy.
The beat would start and he'd be like, you have a fucking son.
Hide your son. It's so good. Man, Pusha T is so cool.
He is. It's hard not to rip for Pusha T because he is the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah. So cool.
That is crazy.
But the Meek Mill beef, too. It's like every time they beef with Drake, they always end up making up.
Yes.
But I did hear that when Meek Mill went to Toronto, Drake rented out the hotel room above him and just blasted back to back until Meek left.
Oh, wow.
Was
so,
it?
He's petty.
That is petty. Wait, what's the story? Did Drake buy concert tickets? Was he involved in that story of buying a whole concert out?
That was 50 Cent and Ja Rule.
That's right. It was 50 Cent and Ja Rule. Yep. That's the pettiest one ever, which I love.
Yeah, that is. There was the Drake and Tyga had one. And then, because I remember Drake had that line where he was like, you need to act your age and not your girl's age. Where it's like, Drake, you got to look in the mirror,
yep,
brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not a good line for. Yeah, not a good line.
The thing with Drake also, I just went back to Toronto a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to my friend who, my best friend who lives there, and she's like, "Yeah, I mean, he runs this city. Like, if Drake and his crew pull up anywhere in Toronto, tables are cleared. They get whatever they want. They run that city. If you see five Escalades going down a street, that's Drake and his crew. Like." It's like the mafia in the 80s in New York. Like they do sketchy shit. They run that city. Like Drake's crew will be out partying in Toronto and then pick up girls and take them back to Drake's house for them.
Damn.
And how are the views from the six?
That's my
interview question.
Him, that picture of him on the CN Tower creeps me out. It's too high up there, Drake. Yeah. You're gonna get hurt.
No, I've been to the CN Tower so many times, and the CN Tower has a glass floor too. So
I've been there.
Look down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up how scary that is.
It's creepy.
But
also, while I was up there, I found out my car got towed in New York, and I was like, well, I'm literally as far away from that as I can be. I am so high off the ground.
Do you guys remember there was a blackout in 2005 that hit the East Coast?
I remember that. Yeah.
So I was at the top of the CN Tower when that happened.
Wow.
And Toronto's power went out. And I was with all of my relatives from Iran decided to visit. So that's why we were at the CN Tower. And the power went out and it was a hot fucking day. And my dad was like, all right, we're going to pretend your grandfather's sick and that we need to go get his medicine. So we went straight to the front of the line and we were like, his medicine's in the car. We need to get it to him right now. And we got down. But I was like, we could have been trapped at the CN Tower for literally hours if my dad didn't do that.
Wow.
Damn. So everybody else was trapped up there for hours?
I know, but we weren't, and that's the important part.
That's crazy. What? How did you guys get down, though, if the power was out?
There was one elevator that was working.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Was it still rotating?
Is it rotating?
Did it still rotate, even with the power? Yeah. I don't know if that's power related.
Oh, when the power went out? No, it stopped rotating.
Yeah.
But it still rotates if you go, like, now.
Oh, I know. Like, yeah. No, I know. I meant, did power outage stop it from rotating?
Oh, yeah, it did. It for sure did.
Wait, I have a really quick thing before we get to the next song, because I found a Drake superfan quiz that I want you to take really quickly. So,
I'm scared.
I think you're going to be fine based on, I just saw what the first question was, and each question you can get a hint and what the hint is. And I think it's going to be very easy. So,
okay.
What first one, where was Drake born? Now, here are the options: Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Toronto.
Toronto.
Do you want the hint?
There's a hint too.
If you click on hint, it says he is from Canada. And it lists three American cities and went. Okay, question two. What year was Drake born?
Oh, I know this one.
I want to say like 86 or 87.
Ooh, well, give her the hint. What? Even though she already got it.
So I think the website is broken because when I click hint, it just says again, he is from Canada. but you did get it right, though. It was 1986.
Awesome.
Okay, what is Drake's full name? I'm going to try and refresh this to get the new hints while you
It's Aubrey Drake Graham.
That is correct. You don't even need the clues.
I am curious what the hint was on that one. How could they even give a hint on that one? Yeah, he is from Canada.
And that is what it says right now. Tom, you play another song while I get this quiz going.
Actually, you know what? Let's do. Maybe we could do our regular segment because we do have a voicemail, and I don't want to get too far ahead. And this will chew up a couple minutes for that to refresh. We do a regular segment on the show where we go to our friend and foe of the show, Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. He's our resident snob. He often hates most of what we talk about on the show. So I'm curious what he'll have to say about Drake. I don't know. I'm really curious. I've never heard him talk about Drake once. So here we go. Here's our regular segment. They went to Jared.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up, y'all? It's This Week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Drake. So I do feel like I'm wading into some dangerous waters here because I definitely don't know anything about rap usually. And especially if the guest does, like, I don't want to, you know, I definitely don't know what I'm saying. But I will say just from like a cultural standpoint, like not necessarily musically, but from a cultural standpoint. And in fact, I don't know if this is a defense or an appreciation, because I think that pretty well most everyone agrees that Drake is good, like musically, right? But I will say that, like, it does seem hard to believe that it's good only because he does seem like he's so dorky. Like, maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like that he's like just a real nerdy guy. I don't know if that's true, but like, in sort of the sneakerhead world, like, he's kind of viewed as really like high end because he's had some really great, you know, like Nike, like Nike and Jordan stuff, and his collabs with he does a thing called Nocta, which is I've got a couple pieces and it's cool. But I just, it's weird to me, like I just would assume that it would be sort of like how we view like I don't know, like Macklemore. Like it just seems like that it would be like only like kind of like dorky white people would listen to Drake. But, and maybe that is true. That's the thing. I don't really know that much about it, but certainly from like a streetwear and sneaker standpoint, he's great. I don't know that I've ever heard his music, frankly. And I'm sure that I have, I just didn't know, but, he does seem a little dorky to me. So anyway, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right, you heard it here. Jared thinks he's a fucking dork.
What do you say to that, Lily?
I just think, okay, listen, Drake is from Canada, so I think that sets him apart in the rap world. So it's easy, because like even South Park, like you constantly shit on Canada, and that's fine. Like we're used to it. But at the same time, like if you go to Canada, like he's the king of Canada. Like it's like, he's the coolest there. Like, you can't beat that. Like, if you're to, as a girl, if you date Drake, you're going to be the coolest girl in Toronto. Like, there's no doubt about it. But I think compared to, like, the rappers here and, like, their appeal of, like, growing up in America and, like, the different backgrounds that they have, it's so different. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't think you should judge Canadians like that. We're nice people. And he, you know, he's a trendsetter in so many different ways. And he experiments with his music. And it's a very multicultural place. And so I know that his crew is made up of different people. Like he has Arabs there. He also has like Ethiopians in his group. Like he is so like Jamaicans. It's the big island population too. So it's like there's so many different influences in who he is in his music that. To me, it's not dorky because I think that he gets to like expand everyone's horizons because he's so popular.
Speaking of the like multicultural background, I think it's interesting that, I mean, I'm sure people know this already, but of course he is half, his mom is Jewish and his dad is black, and they separated when he was really young, and he talks about like how that impacted his life a lot. But I found a weird thing about, so his dad, is in the States. He's in Memphis, and they argued because his dad claims that Drake's assertions of him being an absent father were embellishments used to sell records, which Drake vehemently denies. But apparently his dad was in Canadian music group R. Kel's music video, Drake's Dad, which I watched. And it's weird where it's like, they just are like, we met Drake's dad, and then it's just Drake's dad is in the video, and it's like it's worth watching just because it's not a bad song, but it's funny that his dad is like, I'm in your life, and now I'm in this video about how people met me, so he's got an interesting background, and it's like it's hard to tell what his like legit background stuff is. I think he deals a lot with like. Like credibility that he came up hard, and I think yeah. that's where people sometimes think he's a little bit lame. I don't know.
I mean, the thing with the dad too, it's like I think when people get famous, like the parents are like, no, I never treated them bad. Like Meghan Markle's dad, like the day of her wedding, was like telling like TMZ, like she didn't even call me. Like it's like, no, I think your dad wants some publicity at that point. Like, yeah. He's going into someone else's music video. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, he grew up in, like, Forest Hills in Toronto, which is, like, not a bad area. It's, like, not Jane and Finch, which is, like, the rough part of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't grow up in, like, the worst. He didn't grow up in the projects, like, he wants to make it seem. Like, he grew up in a nice house, and his mom's very nice to him, and he had a good job. And, like, but I understand that, like, you know, it wasn't the easiest lifestyle, especially if your dad wasn't present.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, like, I remember when I was a kid, too, Much Music, which is, like, our MTV.
We had Much Music. I mean, really? I know it's Canadian, but yeah, we had that for some reason. That was like a channel on our cable package for some reason, or maybe I just had access to it. It was like a, I mean, it was like one of those where if no videos that I liked were on MTV, MTV2, or VH1, or Fuse at the time, I'd be like, okay, let's see what Much is happening. Let's see what Much is doing.
But he did this thing on Much Music where when he was on Degrassi, like they did a tour of his house. And I remember watching it, and I remember the house and everything. And he had the basement, and mm-hmm. that was his room. And then he was like, yeah, and this is like my little studio, and I want to be a rapper, so like this is where like I mix my beats. And I remember watching that as a kid, knowing him as Wheels from Degrassi, and I was like, this guy's never gonna make it as a rapper. What does he think he is?
Wow.
No.
Okay, so back to the quiz really quick. So I found the hint for what year was Drake born. The options were 90, 79, 93, and 86. And the hint was in the 80s. So Drake's full name, you got it, was Aubrey Drake Graham. The other options are Drakus Marshall Mathers.
Oh, God.
Drake Dizzy George and Drake J. Carter. And the hint... his first name isn't what you think it is.
Oh, God. So they just give it straight to you.
That's is this
it.
BuzzFeed?
This is zoo.com.
Okay. That's where we get all of our news.
Next question. This is the $32,000 question. What religion was he raised into? Buddhist, Hindu, Catholic, or Jewish?
Jewish.
Let's look at the hint. Oh, okay. This one's actually interesting. The hint is his mom was Jewish and his dad was Catholic.
Yeah.
Those are both options.
So it's both. Yeah.
But Jewish is correct.
But he had like a bar mitzvah and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What was his first famed role? A character on Degrassi, a lead in the movie 8 Mile, singing with Rihanna, or tour support with Jay-Z?
Degrassi.
Hint, a TV show. There was only one TV show in there. What was his character's name on Degrassi? Tom, this one might be tough for you. Jimmy, Trevor, Artemis, or Marshall?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Jimmy.
Yeah, now I know.
Wait, the hint starts with a J.
Oh, my God.
Okay, when did he sign his first record deal? 1990. He was born in 86, as we already know from the quiz. 1994.
So he's 4 years old.
1994, 1999, or 2009?
2009.
Hint, 2000.
Wow. This is insane. Crazy. And that was with, was that with Lil Wayne? Or is it that he got called up to like Young join Money. His tour? Yeah.
This one I do not know the answer to. What did his father do? The options are he was a janitor, he was a drummer, he taught kindergarten, or he was a cop.
I want to say janitor.
I think he was a musician, wasn't he?
So the hint is he also had talent.
Also a musician.
So he was a...
he was a talented janitor. He was the inspiration
for... So he was a janitor.
Wait, what's the fucking movie?
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. I almost had a beautiful mind.
All right, what celebration did he have at 13? Bar mitzvah, birthday, baptism, or quinceañera?
Quinceañera.
Hint, once again, his mom was Jewish. Oh my God, this might go on too long. Let's do one more. Who was Drake's first agent? His Degrassi co-star, his mom, his classmate's father, or he's never had an agent?
I want to say his mom.
Hint, a connection through school.
Okay. Sounds like it was the classmate's dad.
Now, if they were being clever, that could have been Degrassi also.
That's true.
It was a school.
Nope. But I think we know that they're not very clever.
This quiz is like 50 questions, so I'll stop. But yeah.
I still can't get over the listing the American cities and then one Toronto city. And he's from Canada.
All right, shall we hear some more music? Let's go to the next song on this playlist here, which is of course starting from the bottom. Let's hear some stuff. This is a go-to pump up song for me now too. This is way up there. Anytime anything good happens, I love popping this bad boy on. And here is Started from the Bottom.
Started. Zombie on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Okay.
That's a good song.
That song's fucking awesome. Woof. That one's fun to roll around to.
Yeah, that to roll around. Are you making another Wheels reference?
That's right. that is a
another
good
banger.
Good time. Yeah. That's so fucking good. Oh, I can take this off now. Yeah, that one's that's just a legendary pump up song. Drake,
yeah, like if that comes on, I'm losing my mind.
Drake reveals on the song a frustration that because he didn't come out of the ghetto like some other rappers, he is portrayed as never having struggled. Boys tell stories about the man he spits, say I never struggled, wasn't hungry. Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah, he's, you know, he wants people to know that it wasn't easy for him either. But this won Best Video at the 2013 BET Awards. Yeah, it's fucking killer. This is the first time I've ever seen the video. I'd never watched the video. I watched it today. It's great. It's like
yeah,
kinda,
it's a fun video.
It's very
it's
silly.
With his friends.
Yeah, it's goofy as hell. It's
and
a good
I also
time.
That's what I really like respect about Drake and respect about any celebrity that makes it is when they keep their friends from when they start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people that you see that like make it and then drop their friends and they're like 35, 40 making new friends every couple weeks. And you're like, you're a crazy person.
Yep. I know some of those.
Seems as if Drake has no new friends.
Yeah.
I tweeted this, but he said no new friends and then all of his friends are being born as we speak. they're very new. new people, in fact.
I do wonder if he'll ever get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
He seems like
so
an eternal...
Many, like, you have access to that many girls.
Right. Tommy, you know what that's like. Tommy, would you mind taking over playing the music here? Just because my phone battery is killing me here. But I can play Still Here real fast.
Okay, cool, yeah.
So I got this one.
Still Here, I want to just say, is an anthem to every Canadian. and okay, so I was the night Biden won, I went to a rooftop dance thing. And Gavin Metz, who's also, he's Canadian,
yes.
He's a comic, Still Here came on and me and Gavin lost our minds. We were rapping as if it was our song that we wrote together. Like, it was like, it's a big thing for every Canadian. Like, it's such an anthem.
Hell yeah. And me and Tommy, after on the day Biden went, after we were done at the protest of that, we also listened to that. No, here's Still Here.
Doing well, dog. Yeah. Being on my, yeah, me, yeah, me and all my niggas doing well, dawg. You not from the city, I could tell, dawg. Did it by myself, dawg. Blew up and I'm in the city still, I'm still here, dawg. How did I finesse all of this shit from Jane and Weston? Girls all in my bed and they don't trip off first impression. Girls all in your bed and they just ask a 100 questions. I can't fuck with you no more cause you be acting extra. Do your
your favorite rapper like my son, no. Nothing mutual about my funds, though. All you niggas fighting over crumbs, where the bread at? How they feel about you, where you're from, where your bed at? I don't need no pill to speak my mind, I don't need that. I make people pay me for my time, yeah, I need that. And I see your girl like all the time, no. I can't tell you if she's yours or mine, but I do know. Me and all my niggas doing well, dawg. You not from the city, I could tell, dawg. Did it by myself, dawg. Blew up and I'm in the city still, I'm still here, dawg.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, this was my first time hearing it today too. It was great.
It's so good. I love it. I also like, a lot of people say that Views is not a good album, but it's my favorite Drake album.
Damn, favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite Drake album. I love every song on it, like Child's Play, Feel No Ways, Keep the Family Close. It's just like, all it's like once you listen to an album front to back and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. And it's such a like, there's so many like Weston Road flows, like it's all Toronto based and it's like so many references, so it does feel like a piece, like he keeps Canada relevant in a way that no one ever has. Like Justin Bieber really never cared.
Is he is Shawn he from Mendes Toronto too? Care.
He's Bieber? From Stanton, which is like a little bit outside of Toronto, but right. He would come to Toronto all the time.
Nice. Hell yeah. You ever go to Guelph?
I've been to Guelph, yeah.
I'm just like recalling all this shit because I spent like 2 or 3 weeks in Toronto because I did the Just for Laughs like road show, and the tour date that I was looking forward to the most was Guelph, just because I was like, what a disgusting name for a town.
I know, it's such a bad name.
Guelph. I said that it sounded like something that what's the name of the guy from the Jinx?
Robert Durst.
It sounds like a Robert Durst noise. Like Guelph killed them all.
Guelph spelled wrong. So next we're going back to the early Drake. We're going to 2010 when men could be men. And this was the best I ever had.
What's for you? Baby, you my agent. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit her. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there.
Damn. That one's hard to turn off. Yeah. Such a banger.
It's so good. It's mm-hmm. so good. Like every song, like I'm getting hyped up. I'm like ready to go work out.
Damn. Yeah, that one is that one's good too. I mean, I can't deny these. They're fucking good.
All right, we got two left, yeah, and they're both bangers.
Hell yeah.
Next we're going to Take Care, which I think is my favorite Drake album.
And, it's a great album.
Yeah, this is the motto.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they know you. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Buddha. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the pay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Marl at the cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. That's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once. That's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day.
Damn. Damn. Back when YOLO was a cool thing to say.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Like, that song made YOLO a thing. And I remember Zac Efron got YOLO tattooed on him.
Oh, God. Our friend of the
and
show.
I was like, it's not cool anymore.
Jake is such a good rapper. And, you know, so whether he's writers or not, he has a great flow.
Yeah.
And that song.
He has a cool voice.
Right from the start. Yeah. He has a very cool voice.
Yeah. And he, like, sings in rap. So it's like, and also, like, what I realized too is, like, Drake got a lot of shit because people were like, he's Canadian, he's soft, whatever. And then someone nowadays, like Jack Harlow, who's just like the white version, the white American version of him, gets no shit. And it's fucking unfair because it's like Drake had to deal with all of that shit and had to like change his reputation in order to like get rid of that. And Jack Harlow comes on the scene and has none of that.
Yeah.
I've never heard a Jack Harlow song.
I have we not talked about him on the show ever? For some reason, I thought we had. Really fast. I wanted to. Tommy, do you remember that? Like shortly after we moved here, a store opened up near our old apartment called.
Yeah, yeah.
called Hotline Bling.
It was like a cell phone repair store. Yeah,
cell phone. I was just curious if it's still open, and it is not.
It can't be.
I think about that place all the time because I remember walking by it and I was like, "How the fuck is there a store called Hotline Bling? Like, how long sighted is this?"
I feel like that's the kind of place where it closed in like 2017, but if you ask them, they're like, "Yeah, COVID really fucked."
Yeah. I'm looking at the reviews for it on Google, and somebody named Rachel gave them a 1-star review and says, "This place used to call me on my cell phone." It's like, this is a business. Like,
it's a good bit.
Somebody's
but
livelihood.
Give them 5 stars if they're going to do
yes,
a bit.
Yeah. Don't give them 1 star for that.
That's so funny.
That's insane. That girl gave them a 1-star for that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This place used to call me on my cell phone all for a bit.
Maybe that's his ex-girlfriend or something.
Could be.
We got 1 song left. And this is Hold On, We're Going Home.
I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on.
Am I playing the wrong version?
No, it's right.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. So just hold on. We're going home.
Damn.
Hell yeah. That sounds like a weekend
also,
song.
Yeah, because the guys that did the song with him, Majid Jordan, they're also from Toronto, and they're incredible, and they're Middle Eastern, so I love them so much. But yeah, they work with Drake on some of his songs, and like they're on the same label as him, and
yeah,
they're the best.
Damn, the Weeknd's from Toronto too. Everyone's from fucking Toronto these days.
Damn.
But the Weeknd doesn't rep Toronto. That's the difference, you know? Like, that's the hard part of, like, you know, like, I want to, like, be like, I love the Weeknd, but he doesn't rep Toronto at all. And it's, like, it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to be like, this is where I'm from, and these are the people that I grew up with. But he doesn't do that.
Damn. Why does he not do that? You fool, the Weeknd. Instead, he's on...
it's Bella Hadid's fault. No, I'm kidding.
Shit. I found a wild fact about Drake, which is that he had a song on the Billboard charts nonstop for 8 years straight. I don't know if the record's stuck, but like since 2013, he had a track on the charts consistently. Like it's
wow.
Unheard of. It's wild. And yeah, I don't know if that stood. It I could see it standing though. It's fucking crazy.
He also like supports so many people. Like his whole crew he supports and he like employs and he like helps them out if they need it. Like he isn't like just like sitting with his own money. Like he helps his family and his crew, which I respect a lot.
Very cool. We have reached the next segment in this show, I believe. Unless Tommy, are we missing anything here?
No. Yeah,
let's go to the Peanut Gallery, which is the people who listen to this show. They have an opportunity to chime in on the person we are talking about. And first off, as always, we go to the Patreon subscribers. And even though I posted this kind of later, people still jumped on board to talk about Drake. If you want on the Patreon, $3 a week gets you bonus episodes every, or $3 a month. I'm sorry. It's a quarter of the price I just said. $3. The price is dropping every second. It gets you bonus episodes. I just put up the Battle of the Bands, that we did at Union Hall, which Lily was just on, defending Mumford and Sons. It was a great night. With Todd Berry.
It's crazy that these are my two bands. Is Mumford and Sons? It couldn't be more apart.
So first off, we have Timothy Hooper, who says that I wrote this in the Facebook, but I'm a patron. Damn it, and my voice will be heard. LOL. Never got the hype. I have genuinely sat down and tried to get it. It all just feels shallow and fake to me, and it's one of very few artists I just all out avoid at this point. Maybe this episode will open my third eye to Drake, but at this point in time, it's going to be a no from me, dog. Damn. James.
Yeah, but also, like, how can you not listen to Drake? You know, like, you go into a bar and it's playing. Yeah. So it's like, I'm sure that there is a Drake song that you're like, I like this.
I'm curious.
Like, it's just impossible at this point because it's like saying there's no Beyonce song that you're into.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is where, when Jared was confused as to whether or not it was an appreciation episode or not, I think that this is worthy of a defense episode because so many people do hate Drake.
People hate him, yeah.
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 All right, next one is James Buntrock says, love Drake's early R&B type stuff. Marvin's Room still gets a lot of play from me. I find his rapping a bit corny, but you can't knock his amount of hits and popularity. The man is a star and quite talented. Nick Clerkin says he's unbelievable at creating slash spreading catchphrases that become a part of the language, i.e. YOLO and 0 to 100 and the six, a true talent at going viral. Did he create the six?
I think so, yeah.
Damn.
Right.
Because our area codes are 416 and 647.
Mm.
Ah,
nice. Okay. Cuck Norris says, the Toronto Raptors lead cheerleader. I care little for his music. All right.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Raptors.
That's true.
Yeah, that was such a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a Raptors fan, Lily?
Yeah. I will rep the Raptors. I just remember going to Raptors games as a kid and just being like, it's so nice that they let us, you know, be included in the NBA. Like, I never thought we could win.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's so nice that we're included. And then when we won in 2019, like, I cried. Like, it was like Toronto was like people would be far from downtown and open their window and hear cheering. Like, it was nuts.
That arena is awesome. I maybe told this story on the show before, but I got to see it because of that week, the 2 weeks I was in Toronto. I tried to see everything. I went to the Maple Leafs, and I went to the Blue Jays, and then I tried to go to a Raptors game, but it was the last game of the regular season, and I was trying to scalp tickets, and the guy this guy approached was like, it's a, you know, $200 or something like that. And I was like, that is insane. I'm not spending $200 to get like regular tickets. And he was like, what do you have? And I was like, I don't know, like $40. And he was like, those players are professional athletes in there. And I was like, you're a scalper. Like, what are you talking about? He felt that I was disrespecting the players. But, That place is amazing though, because they have that giant screen that's outside in Jurassic Park that you can watch from outside, and it's it was very cool to see that packed up, you know, during that finals and during that playoff run. But very cool place.
Damn, I never knew this before, but that during the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals, when it was like Drake like got in trouble for stepping out of the court, it was that series.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I guess at the next game, the daughter of the Bucks owner showed up wearing a Pusha T-shirt.
Ah, my God. I did not know that. That's so incredible.
What a move.
That's incredible. So yeah, I saw a lot of people bitching about Drake during that playoff run, and he got called a bandwagon fan and all kinds of bullshit. And you know, if he's from there, he's from there. He gets to like be excited about the team. I found him to be fun, yeah. And also him just being at the game. They don't have to show him. That was that was on the.
But again, he's like the king of Toronto, so he thinks he can step on the court. He thinks he can do stuff.
Yeah,
that he can't do.
And he tried to get into their
Kevin
locker
Hart
room.
Grabbed. You remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Kevin Hart tried to touch the trophy. It's like that level. Of-
He tried to get in the locker room too. He's maybe he oversteps his bounds a little bit, but you know, he's a bigger star than a lot of people who are on that Toronto Raptors team. So I get how he could think that he's welcome to do that. You know. But good for him. He added a level of joy to that, and it was cool. And I was happy that they won that. It was a very cool championship. All right. Randy Ramos says, starting out as the guy from Degrassi, my initial feeling was, fuck, he's going to be awful. Most of his music is average, but you have to give it to him. He puts out a banger or two every few years. Still hard to believe he will go down as an all-timer in record sales /downloads/streams. Alex Schubert says, I'm actually the other way around for some reason. I like his rapping, but I find his singing to be corny at times. All right, Schubert.
I feel like that's the biggest criticism from people is they're just like, he's corny.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a fine line between like corny and genuine. And like, you can't, like, it's hard to be like, oh, you're being corny. It's like, well, if that's how he feels, that's how he feels. Or like, if that's what he wants to say, that's what he wants to say. So,
right. Schubert also says, great rapper and extremely okay singer who knows precisely how to make his singing work with his music. Best I ever had was the first Drake song I really liked and is nostalgic for me. Both and Look Alive were incredibly underrated, and on Scorpion, Nice for What was better than God's Plan. I agree.
I agree with that.
Schubert again says, Nice for What and Look Alive are absolute bangers who had way too much short of runs at the top. Hey, Shubes. Let's put it all in one message, brothers. I love you.
Start paying $9 a month. You keep it up.
Love you, Shubes. If you guys don't know Alex Schubert, he's a comedian in Cincinnati. He's very funny. I think he's in Chicago this very second. So if you're there and you see him, say hello. Now, did we get any on Twitter? Did we post on the Twitter?
There was just one. Mari Hoffman said that Lizzo just name checked him in Rumors, so he should be feeling good about himself. And the line I looked up, I haven't heard this song yet. It's the new Lizzo song.
She
says, last year I thought I would lose it reading shit on the internet, my smoothie cleanse and my diet. No, I ain't fuck Drake yet. Parentheses, ha. And I think it's a Faye Webster laugh. For the
that's for the Patreon. Taryn Bradley on the Facebook says, am I the only one who doesn't get the hype? And Timothy Hooper right below her says, never got the hype. I have genuinely sat down and tried to get it. It all just feels shallow and fake to me. Oh, this is what, yeah, this is from the Patreon too. Thanks, Timothy. Brett Arnold says he has or had a mansion in Woodland Hills near my cousin's place. Hope this helps. Thanks, Brett.
Well, now he has a mansion on the Bridal Path, which is the most expensive street to live on in all of Canada.
Damn. He's living large. Dan Mendenhall says, what's the point of having ghostwriters if they can't even come up with good lyrics?
Damn. And then
Timothy Hooper responded, as Tom Tokar says, got his ass. Just true. I would have said that. Mitchell Potts says, Pusha T's diss of Drake is my favorite thing Drake has been involved in. God damn, Mitchell.
Wow.
Damn. Talk that talk, Mitchell. Let's see. Pete Liddell says, I think he has a deeper catalog than Kanye at this point. Interesting.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Nate Fritzen says, top five Jewish rapper. Okay.
Modest Yahoo.
I think there was one more I wanted to read here, which is Aaron Klinger says, Drake is very similar to Taylor Swift because through their careers, they're culture vultures. Every new album, they see a sound or style that has been blowing up and figure out how to co-opt and insert themselves into that scene. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's true.
I think he's ignoring almost every Taylor Swift record.
Get him!
He's thinking about 1989 and Reputation and ignoring rest of the catalog, which is not doing that. So.
Get him, Tommy! Aaron, I fed you to the dogs.
I'm a Swiftie.
You're a Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie, but I did like 1989 the best.
It's a great album. But what is fucking Fearless co-opting? Bullshit.
Well, I think it is interesting that she was like a country singer, right? Mm-hmm. And had this fake accent that went away very quickly as soon as she decided to become a pop singer. And like now she's going back into it's just like...
Yeah, well, you have a son.
All right.
But I think it's also like the Miley Cyrus thing where it's like when you're like a famous celebrity, in order to stay relevant, you have to get on the trends.
Well, let's move on because Tommy is pissed. We have reached the final segment here, which is where we rate the playlist out of 6 because you gave us 6 songs. But before we do that, Lily Michelle, you get the floor to give us your final thoughts on Drake. Take it away.
Okay. My thoughts on Drake is to stop judging him so harshly. It seems that as if, you know, Drake is under like a microscope in a comparison to other rappers. Like, Kanye tried to run for president, and people are, like, still like, Kanye's the best and genius, most creative person out there. It's, like, it's kind of corny that he tried to run for president, but yet you never hear that criticism. I think, you know, the fact that someone is from Canada always makes them less than in, you know, the American pop culture eyes. So I would say, you know, if you go to Toronto and you see how, you know, we're just like you guys. So give us a chance. And he's done a lot for his community. He's done a lot for the people close to him. And that's something that I'll always respect. And there's never going to be a night where I don't listen to Drake to hype me up. And if it comes on in a bar, I'm going to dance. And most of the bar is going to get excited. And I think, you know, the fact that you could play one of his songs from 2009 and it still hits at the club shows his power in the music industry and how, you know, talented he really is.
Hell yeah. Well put.
HYFR.
Yes. I do want to say people were mad at Kanye. Like, I just have to point out people are not happy that Kanye did all the things he did.
I think they were mad at him, but now that he's putting out a new album, they're like, well, all is forgiven. Let's just hear the new album.
True. Yeah, I'm curious.
I do want to hear this fucking album, by the way.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We taken forever.
I mean, wait, no. Apparently. We've heard the album. Remember, oh, yeah, Tommy? We did our review of the album on the Patreon, which you can listen to for $3 a month.
Did you guys hear the rumor that Drake and Kanye are going to release their albums on the same day?
I did not hear that.
Did not hear that.
Yeah.
Pick a side. All right. Well, that brings us to our reviews. I think I have one locked and loaded here. I'll just pop it out. You picked bangers. This is a great playlist. We rated out of 6, and I'm going 5.5 out of 6. I love the songs. They're great, and just a fun pump up to my COVID week. And you know what? I'm cured. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, nice for what? All-time banger. I always get so excited when I hear that at a bar. The motto, same thing, best I ever had. It's a classic, reminds me of my youth, being 20. started from the bathroom, also a banger. Yeah, I'm going to go with 5 out of 6, taking 1 point off for the allegations.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, maybe I should have done that. I think it's a half a point. But no, just kidding. I should have gone 0 out of 6. Oh, but Lily, you also get to rate this playlist out of 6. What do you got?
I'm rating it a 10 out of 6.
For the allegations. this was so much fun. Lily, is there anything you'd like to promote on the way out?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lils Michelle.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much for doing it. Tommy, what do you got?
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Oh, so yeah, this Friday, me and Luke Munoz have our show at 10 p.m. at Union Hall. So that will be a lot of fun. We got Joelle Johnson, Julia Shiplett, and the boys from Please Don't Destroy. It's gonna
hell
be
yeah.
Show.
That's killer. And then Good God is on Sunday. That is the 22nd at in Bushwick at the Sultan Room. Todd Barry, Christina Hutchinson, and I think Napoleon Emile is on that one. It's going to be a hot show, so get out there. And hey, thanks again, Lily Michelle. We'll see you guys next week. Get on the Patreon. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.